This is American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
And anybody that looks at his performance of his actors will tell you, man, that guy's a pretty good marketer.
Well, I wasn't sure where I was going to land on this until last night when I saw that right now for Revenge of the Sith, the commercials have commercials.
Yes.
Last night, there was a commercial for the commercial.
Right.
It was, hey, I think it was on during Idol.
It was.
There's gonna if you watch the trailer for the video game,
right?
That's gonna be on Friday,
right?
There's gonna be a special cheat code. All you have to do is watch that trailer,
right? Right. So you can unlock something.
So now, this is how big it is. Even the commercials have commercials.
And what you mean is, I think, the video game is a commercial for the film.
Well, what I
or
mean
am
is,
am I going one deeper?
You're going actually exactly where I meant to go is that the whole thing is a very tightly integrated. This is an integrated marketing launch. This is not a release of a film.
Absolutely not.
This is a tightly integrated marketing launch on multiple levels.
Yes.
And so yeah,
on,
the
in
movie
every,
in
every
on,
medium.
Every on in every level and every medium with every kind of product. So the movie's one thing. The movie is one thing. But then you've got the video game that goes with it. You've got all the ancillary collectible figures that go with it. Everything all links in. And you've got not just one video game, but you've got like that Lego video game.
Right, which apparently is pretty cool, I've read.
So you've got the different video games. You've got the different toys. You've got the different ancillary collectibles all out there now, right, supporting the launch of the movie.
Right, which is the least of... Pretty much the least of the concern.
Almost the least of the concern. None of that is by accident. All of it is by design. It's amazing. And that's what I'm saying is that the video game is supporting the movie, right? Supporting the launch of the movie. But now the commercial for the video game had to have a commercial.
Right, right.
They're actually creating commercials
for the commercials,
for other commercials.
Watch our commercial Friday at 5.
Right, we're going to create a commercial to tell you to watch the commercial to get you to buy the game that we want you to buy.
That's a commercial really for the movie.
Right, right. That for the entire franchise because
right.
and believe me, they're not just selling this movie. They're selling all the DVDs. They're selling all the. It's all funneling back to as you established with. With this, it's all funneling back to Mr. Lucas.
Control. Complete creative control.
It's
because
an absolute empire. It's an empire.
I don't know. I don't like that toy.
Yeah. See, now this is the. You're now hearing Tug's George Lucas imitation because we believe that George Lucas, because clearly we've seen Natalie Portman in other films.
Right. Great in Garden State.
Very wonderful.
And great in The Beautiful Girls.
Hayden Christensen.
Fine actor.
Life is a House?
Yeah, whatever that was called. Kevin Kline.
He was actually passable, if nothing else. Turned in a nice performance.
Yeah.
Right?
And they are just so awful. Yeah.
So we've come to the conclusion.
I don't like sand. I think.
Okay. I'm really mad that my mom is dead. I'm mad.
Kill sand people now.
Right. So we just believe that George is terrible with actors.
Right.
Really good with computers, terrible with actors.
Right.
So this is the basis of Tug's invitation.
And I'll keep it quick because I could go on for days.
Yes.
But imagine Samuel L. Jackson is out on the green screen with a lightsaber,
right,
pretending to fight things that aren't there.
Uh-huh.
God, I'm glad he can do it. And Lucas leans over to Rick McCallum because Rick McCallum, as his producer, is the only person he'll actually talk to, the only human being.
Uh-huh.
He loves talking to the robots and stuff.
Right.
But he leans over to him and he goes, I don't know. That thing on the set's making a lot of noise. That thing holding the lightsaber's making a lot of noise.
You mean Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, let's get that out of here. There's a lot of noise coming out of its mouth hole.
Yeah.
Let's fly that out of here.
Yeah, but
I'll put him in later.
George.
Oh, God!
George.
And he's got OCD, and he doesn't like to be touched. And he's really good when Yoda, the Yoda puppet's out there, he's like, okay, Yoda, so you're in the next scene, you're really fumbling because you're losing control of the Force. And I really want you to just play almost as if you're crying.
And then when the actor who's actually manipulating the Yoda puppet says, hey, George.
Oh, God! Something's making a lot of noise. Something's making a lot of noise.
So it's like it's almost like we
someone's attacking Yoda.
So we always imagine the guy who was actually inside one of the R2-D2.
Right, Kenny Baker.
Yeah. He imagined that he's like, "Hey R2, how's it going? Listen, that was a great performance." And then Todd pops open and Kenny Baker comes out. It's like, "Oh God!
Oh, something's inside R2!
What's that parasite?
Virus! You know. So that's our George Lucas.
Thanks for tuning in to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.